Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's Friday, football season. Time to talk to our buddy Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, I know you're in Canton right now, but I just want to give you the clap, the ovation. You did it months ago, weeks ago, whatever it was. People were all over you for the reports that were coming up from down here in Miami with Tom Brady and all that. But you were right.
I thought you were crazy, Mike. When you came out with that, Mike, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I got in my car, a couple people calling, goes, man, Florio's way out there. And I go, yeah, man. I think he's – I mean, I kind of went against you, Mike, nicely put. And, man, boy, did you nail that thing. Holy smokes.
Well, wow. Well, that is something. We need to rack that. We need to save that one for future reference. I had a couple of Tampa radio hosts call me because they had been giving me the business when I was saying that Brady didn't retire from the NFL. He merely retired from the Buccaneers, and he was looking for his next team, and that the deal was done for him to go to Miami. They called me to apologize, and they said they're actually going to go back and reconsider everything they've doubted about me in the past. And I told them, as I'll tell you, I will settle for this. Just don't doubt me in the future.
Right.
Going forward, don't doubt me.
Yeah, right.
Stop
right.
It.
Rack that. Hollywood.
I don't know.
That's good.
Hey,
I like
listen,
that. Yeah.
I don't know what source you have down here, but nobody else in the media has it.
Woo.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, let's jump into this rule, the tampering. We know what comes down. Mike, somebody asked me this, and I thought it was good. So Brian Flores, this thing's not done. He's got a bunch of different parts to it besides the tampering and tanking. Is there money at the end of the day that he's trying to get more money out of this as well with this lawsuit?
Well, trying to get more money is a label that gets thrown around derisively when someone is using the justice system to get compensation for things
right.
that have happened to them that they believe shouldn't have happened. And I believe that the NFL punished the Dolphins for tampering because the NFL couldn't punish the Dolphins for tanking and wanted to punish them for something. Tanking is too much of a third rail for the NFL. They can't come out and say, Stephen Ross tried and to some extent may have succeeded. If you look at the early portions of the 2019 season, they sure looked like a team that was tanking. And it was around the bye week when perhaps Brian Flores said, I'm not doing this anymore. It's my legacy on the line. These losses attached to me. But the NFL can't find that there was any tanking because you've got civil lawsuits that would be filed by people who bet on the Dolphins legally in 2019, you'd have potential legislative efforts to create an agency that would be responsible for the NFL. You'd have people maybe doing a perp walk. They weren't going to touch the tanking thing, even though the statements made by the NFL, the conclusions made by the NFL, when you read it, at a minimum, it's attempted tanking.
Right?
It's no different than attempted murder. You point the gun at somebody, you pull the trigger, and you miss them. The only reason they didn't tank in 2019 was because Brian Flores refused to go along with it. If he had gone along with it, we never would have even known that he did it, that there was even a discussion. They found that Ross, throughout 2019, was expressing a belief that it's better to have a higher draft position in 2020 than to have more wins in 2019. And no one acted on it. And one of the things I say all the time, one of the privileges of being a multi-billionaire owner of a team, you never have to order a code red. All you have to say is, hey, you know, I really like those donuts we had today. Were those maple? That was maple. I really like that. You're going to have maple donuts every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
You don't have to say, go get them. So I think that's one of the reasons why he was so perplexed and flummoxed and why Flores eventually got fired. He wasn't smart enough to realize what the boss wants, the boss gets without having to say, go get it.
So just to follow up on this thing, so what's left now for the Brian Flores and all the different allegations he's had against the league and the Dolphins now, Mike?
Well, case goes forward. There was a development yesterday. There was an effort by Flores and his lawyers to get information from the NFL before there's a ruling on this effort to force the entire case into the NFL's secret rigged kangaroo court of arbitration. That effort was unsuccessful. There will still be a final ruling on whether or not the case goes to arbitration. This case just continues to be bogged down. And the first question is, does it go to arbitration? If it doesn't, it plays out very differently than if it does. And it's still going to take plenty of time. It's going to unfold over the course of years. The one thing that was vindicated for Flores this week was the finding of the rampant tampering, because one of the allegations he made in his original lawsuit was he was pressured to meet with a high-profile quarterback in 2019. Everybody knew it was Tom Brady, and obviously it was Tom Brady, because Bruce Beal, the vice chair, who may no longer be the first in line to succeed Stephen Ross. There's been some reporting and speculation about that Beal and Ross are on the outs, but Beal was the one that was most closely involved with courting his good friend Tom Brady. So that part of Flores' case got a little stronger. The rest of it, it still remains to be seen. And look, in some forum, they're going to fight this out a little more clearly on what Flores complained about, what he sent to the NFL, what he sent to the Dolphins. He blew the whistle on what Ross was trying to do. Ross completely downplays it. The NFL tries to downplay it as much as it can. That's going to be one of the centerpieces of the Flores litigation or arbitration, wherever it plays out.
Mike, if the reports are right, and let's just say Beal and Ross maybe are on the outside, we don't know about that, but if that is the case, that's one thing. If that's not true, could the NFL now step in and say that Beal cannot be the next owner of the Miami Dolphins after these findings? Could they do that even after kind of what? And it was 2016, the succession thing was kind of put in place. But now with this that went on and Beal suspended for the year, could that hurt his chances now by the NFL and the offices to not own this team or the next one?
I think the reports and the speculation are more likely to be true than not true, that Ross and Beal have had a falling out. Even though Ross was in a position where he could have said to Beal early on, you probably should stop talking to Tom Brady about coming to play for us. You realize that's a violation of the rules. But everybody tampers. That's why it's so weird that the Dolphins got whacked for it, because everybody does it. Now, they were indiscreet and blatant and as nonchalant about it as anyone ever is. But I think the league, as far as it's concerned, the punishment's over, the matter's over. They wouldn't stand in the way of Bruce Beal taking over the team. I just think the other forces, the other dynamics, the Ross and Beal relationship is going to be far more likely to impair the ability of Beal to become the owner. And that was the tie back to Brady. I mean, I don't think the door's closed on Brady coming to Miami as a minority owner, as an executive, as quarterback next year. I still think that could happen. But if Beal is on the outs, and if Beal isn't going to be the primary owner of the team, I think it becomes far less likely.
And then there's that other story that's got a lot of different layers. Deshaun Watson now, as the league has stepped in and said six games not enough. Mike, how long can this thing go on? I mean, at some point, union's going to get mad or whatever the league comes up with on this next one. A lot of legal dollars. When does it all finally get settled, and how does it end, most likely?
Well, one important thing to remember is this. From the internal procedures, there's one more step. The NFL appeal of Judge Robinson's finding to the NFL. Roger Goodell has delegated that to former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey, who will issue a decision. It's supposed to be an expedited appeal. There's no specific deadline, but it'll be coming. After that is when the NFL Players Association likely will try to go to court with some sort of aggressive, creative argument as to why any increase over six games should be rejected and overturned. Remember this, though, no matter what happens, Watson's missing the first 6 weeks of the regular season.
Yep.
Because the union didn't appeal Judge Robinson's finding that he should be suspended six games. That's done. There are people out there, and it's justifiable because Tom Brady fought in court his suspension and delayed it. Ezekiel Elliott fought his in court and delayed it. The first 6 weeks are done. This is week 7 at Baltimore. that we're talking about now. Will he be playing then? Will he not be playing then? I think the NFL is going to dramatically increase the suspension. I mean, it's a rigged game. They love playing a rigged game. They gave up some degree of their autonomy over the process by having Judge Robinson involved, but they still hold the right to appeal.
Yeah.
They still hold the ultimate lever of power here. So I don't know why the union thought they were just going to, like, give it up out of the kindness of their heart. The NFL doesn't give up their power. They use their power. As a reminder to anyone who's on the other side of it, they got the power and you don't. So I expect that it's going to be a significant suspension. Peter Harvey, who helped draft the personal conduct policy, if there's a question of how it should be interpreted and applied, this guy helped write it. You know, the distinction Judge Robinson drew was violent versus nonviolent sexual assault. I don't think that's going to matter in the eyes of the NFL / Peter Harvey. Sexual assault is sexual assault. Four individuals, as Judge Robinson found, were the victim of nonviolent sexual assault by Deshaun Watson. Three different violations of the personal conduct policy, four total victims. I don't know how she got to six games. I think she knew it didn't matter. The only thing that matters that she did was reach those findings of fact. Yeah. That's all that mattered. The number she picked, I have a theory that she picked six games because then the union wouldn't be upset with her. She gave the NFL the roadmap to do whatever they want, and now the NFL's not upset with her, and everybody's happy, and she continues in this gig as the disciplinary officer.
Oh, and the NFLPA, throughout, you know, when the six games got thrown out, they were the first ones to say, we're good. We're like, we're okay. We're, you know, they were happy.
They said
that.
The night before they knew it was coming. They said the night before, we respect her decision, and we call on the NFL to do so as well.
So when it's all said and done now, I mean, I heard indefinite, and that's going to be the season in general. Do you think that he's going to have to sit out the entire season and he's going to have this big fine and obviously the treatment to go with it, the trifecta of stuff, but do you think that's going to end up being it, or are we going to see ourselves in court?
I think that there's a chance he sits out the full season. There's also a chance that what they end up doing is suspending him six or more games this year and taking $10 million from him, the money he made last year. They could make the argument that last year after the fact is going to be treated as a suspension, because if he'd been placed on the commissioner exempt list last year and suspended this year, the games he missed last year would have counted. He would have gotten credit for those games. He'd have to give up the money, but he would have gotten credit for those games. And people are saying, he wasn't going to play for the Texans anyway last year. He would have played for the Dolphins last year. He would have been traded to the Dolphins by Labor Day weekend, if not earlier, but for these off-field issues. It was the off-field issues that kept the trade from happening at the deadline. Stephen Ross, to his credit, wanted all the cases settled, and they were ready to settle 18 of 22. So Deshaun Watson plays football for someone last year if he doesn't have these issues. So if they want to take $10 million from him that he made last year, plus suspend him 6, 8, 10 games this year, that's kind of a hybrid. And again, I don't know how that goes over with the public, and that's all that really matters here. The judge accused the NFL of being too focused on public outcry. The entire personal conduct policy is about dealing with potential public outcry when you've got somebody who's accused of doing something wrong or did something wrong away from work that makes the NFL look bad. So public reception and reaction and outcry, a huge part of this entire personal conduct policy apparatus, and the NFL is going to try to figure out how best to get people to say, yes, the punishment fits the crime, this guy got what he deserved. And that's why I still think him being suspended for a full year is very much on the table.
Hey, speaking of this, Hollywood Brown's from down here in South Florida. Criminal speed, 126 miles an hour. Does he get suspended a game, or do you think he's going to be able to beat it? Do you think he's going to miss a game to start this season?
Well, you know, it's an interesting point, because one of the factors used by Judge Robinson to conclude that there was a personal conduct policy violation, there's a catch-all provision in the bullet points under the policy that says, and I'm paraphrasing here, any conduct that puts others' safety or well-being at risk. Well, if you're driving 126 miles per hour, you're putting others at risk. And we saw what happened with Henry Ruggs. I think you throw in the Henry Ruggs situation and you look at what Marquise Brown did, I think he's potentially suspended under the personal conduct policy. Because there wasn't any type of DUI involved, it doesn't fall under the substance abuse policy, but there's a chance that this could end up under the personal conduct policy.
how quickly after everything happened this week did that personal conduct policy get back on the NFL media website? Because right after you put
You know,
there.
It's funny. Let me tell you. And I still got the Windows on my computer at home.
I've got
the before and after in case anybody says to me that I'm not telling the truth. Because you click on the NFL policies, and I've always relied on that to get the personal conduct policy. And as soon as the Deshaun Watson decision came out on Monday, it was gone. And all that was there was the substance abuse policy and the PED policy. And I shamed them on Twitter, and then an hour later it was back. And I literally have both tabs, before and after, without the policy there, with the policy there. It really is amazing, but it's not. It doesn't surprise me. And again, end of the day, NFL's going to do what they want to do. And I knew when it was six games that the end result is going to be a lot more than that, because remember the Ray Rice case. The NFL dealt with tremendous criticism and scrutiny, and the commissioner spent a week or so thinking, am I even going to have a job, because they were too lenient with Ray Rice. They are never going to be accused of being too lenient with a player again when it involves misconduct against a woman.
Mike, thank you, man.
As always.
Great stuff today. Right. Really appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Have a great weekend at the Hall of Fame.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.